In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you been listening to the news? War changes the emotional temperature overnight. Thoughts that were once theoretical quickly become real. I was a college student back during the days of the Vietnam War. I remember being scared on those nights when the United States Draft Board would draw balls from a big cylinder, balls that were marked with the months and the days of every month. And they would immediately announce that the young men across this country whose birthdays matched the 30 balls that they drew that evening would be drafted and trained immediately to serve in Vietnam. The emotional temperature on college campuses rose significantly, especially where I was in that lounge in the dorm at college. 30 or more of my fellow students would gather in the lounge in the dorm and crowd around the only TV that was there in the dorm in those days and pray that our number would not be drawn. All these years later, I'm no longer scared like I was on those nights in college. I'm no longer scared that my number might come up for military service as my country enters another war in a foreign land. But I am concerned for my 27-year-old and 30-year-old grandsons. Back in the 1960s and through April 30th of 1975, I lived my life on pins and needles as that war raged on in Vietnam. I worried that I would have to go there, and worried about some of the guys that I had grown up with who were over there. But as I've grown old, really old, I've grown in wisdom and my faith has grown more secure, and it's grown stronger. With this war, I found myself turning to the pages of the scriptures these past 3 days. Instead of turning on the breaking news, CNBC, Fox News. From the beginning of the book of Genesis, I found in the scriptures helpful verses. All the way from the beginning of Genesis to the end of the book of Revelation, God's plan is laid out there for my life and your life. And it's referred to again and again. And it's rooted in God's story. God's story of salvation in and with and through God's gift and God's promise in Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. deep in the Psalms of the Old Testament, the psalmist says this. Now hear what God says. For God speaks of peace to his people. Did you hear Lessa read that? The psalm reflects so much of what God has done in the past for his people of Israel, for his people who love him. And then he promises peace forever for them. And on the day when the risen Savior ascended into heaven, St. John records these words of Jesus. He says, I have come that you have known a time of peace. The deacon just read those words. And then St. Paul continues on in his letter to the Romans, confirming God's promise again to his people when he writes, we have peace with God now through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The war in Iran does not threaten God's promise of peace in your life or in my life. Because Christ continues to sit every single day at the right hand of God, from where he watches over us. And he holds out his hand to calm our fears. And he gives strength to our faith in a God whose peace is forever. And so tonight, we pray for those in the military and for the leaders of our country. But may we also pray for the Iranian people, that they may soon be free to hear with their own ears the gospel of Jesus Christ that we each hold so dear.